Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. It is October 24th, 2017. Glad to be here. I'm glad you're here with us, and I'm glad I've got my two panelists, Zach Mills and Lois Fisk, in the studio with me for day two of this fitness article. Hi, panelists.
Hi, Bill.
Hey there.
Great to have you back for day two of this article. Yesterday, we were talking about the first day, keys to a healthier life. We talked about walking. We covered a lot of information on walking. Today we're going to talk about making your mornings better. And it's a good way to change your life, change your routine, and have some major impact in reaching your goals, whether it's career-wise or health goals or relationship-wise. So that's what all of this is about. So it's not just about, I want to have a beautiful body and be a movie star. This is about actually impacting concrete changes in your life that will lead to greater satisfaction and emotional satisfaction, intellectual satisfaction, relational satisfaction, in addition to physical results. So small changes can have big results. So before we get into our article today, I want to ask each one of our panelists for maybe one thing from yesterday. Could be anything that they think might be helpful to add as a review point. First, Zach.
Sure. So something that really stuck out to me was just number one, waking up a little earlier. And something that you had mentioned, Bill, where that might start is actually going to bed earlier. I think it's a great advice and something to, yeah, if you're trying to get to your goal of walking more, get a head start. Wake up earlier, go to bed earlier.
You know, I will never tire of telling people about this thing about going to bed earlier and the connection between our screen time.
Right.
Because it's become so prevalent and profound in our life. And I would just, I mentioned it in my book as far as when I took a 30-day Facebook fast, no Facebook for 30 days, I went to bed an hour and a half earlier.
Wow.
You have no idea how that can impact our life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because then you get more sleep, you wake up fresher, you have more energy, you reach your goals. And I would suggest to people to try that. Quit Facebook for 30 days. Actually, quit all digital social media platforms for 30 days. I highly recommend that. You'll be amazed. You will go to bed an hour to an hour and a half earlier. You'll feel better. You'll be happier. And most people, when they're checking the screens late at night, it's useless information.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're liking pictures of hamburgers that people put up or, you know, they're, you know, a video of them walking their dog or whatever, right? So, we really got to make this connection between is my digital media, you know, are my digital media habits keeping me up late at night? And the consequence is that it's getting in the way of me reaching my goals.
Right. And that's one practical thing as far as, like you said, something small but has a huge impact.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm not saying quit the stuff forever. These are good tools, but we have to learn how to manage them right. Right now, they're overtaking our life.
That's right.
All right. Let's get a tip from yesterday from Lois Fisk.
Well, I liked number five because I think number five everyone can do. And it says, vary your routine. Walk to lunch. Do your errands on foot. It all adds up. And if you start with that, all of a sudden I think you will notice, wow, I know I have errands that'll take me a half an hour, but I actually don't think I need to use my car to get to start my errands.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk to the place, walk around, do all my errands, and then walk home. And it actually, if you do that on maybe a Saturday or a Sunday, does it ever feel wonderful?
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
Mix it up. Mix it up. Mix up your routine.
And I can't believe how many of my neighbors I meet, whether I'm on this side of the globe or the other side, just getting out and doing my own errands. You run into people you never would if you were driving a vehicle, whether it be a motorcycle, a car, whatever.
Yeah. One of the things that I try to do is that I try to stand whenever I can. I don't look for a seat on the bus or the MRT or anything like that. I stand. I'm not that anxious to sit. And I've read articles before about even the standing on a bus or the MRT actually can help you burn calories because you're moving slightly, you're having to adjust. And we sit all day.
Right.
Right. We're sitting in offices, we're sitting at desks, and we're sitting. So I actually try to stand. One other thing, I had seen a video, a TED Talk video by a guy named Dan Buettner. Dan, D-A-N, his first name, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R. Several years ago, the title of the video is How to Live to be 100. It's a TED Talk. I recommend you see it, and you can have Chinese subtitles on it. He studied blue zones. This is like 5 or 6 blue zones around the world to discover why people live so long in these blue zones. One of them, of course, being in Japan, where the people live the longest. But these places, people were living to be 100. And the one thing, the common denominator in all of them, was that they all walked a lot. Everybody walked. He said, we have no exercise, no magic formula for reversing aging, but walking has been shown to be the most effective for slowing the aging process.
I've really noticed that when I've been in Northern Europe.
Yeah.
Everyone walks.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll live longer.
It's almost like we were created to walk.
Yeah, we were not created to drive cars or motorcycles. Okay, let's get into our lesson for today, morning moves that will better your body. We're going to break it up into several reading sections. The first one will be the first 2 paragraphs in the left column.
Morning moves that will better your body. For most of us, mornings are one big blur. But research shows that your behaviors in the morning hours can have a major impact on your health and body weight. Morning move 1. Stretch it out. Extend your typical arms overhead morning stretch to your whole body. Aside from maintaining flexibility, the Mayo Clinic reports that regular stretch sessions also improve circulation, improve your posture, and relieve stress.
For most of us, mornings are one big blur. What does that mean, Zach? A big blur?
To be a big blur is just to, when you don't have vision or clarity, it's all kind of confusing, kind of a morning state for a lot of us.
Yeah, and it all goes by so quickly. We can't even think. But research shows that your behaviors in the morning hours can do what, Lois?
Can have a major impact on your health and body weight.
Okay. All right. So I want everybody to realize, look, when that alarm clock goes off in the morning, in your morning, this is not a fire drill. This is not a fire alarm. Morning is not designed to be this crazy thing where you just all of a sudden are woken up and then you have to rush, get to your desk. Because as you know, if you do that, by the time you get to your desk, you feel like crap. And you're not really productive. And it's going to take you a while to like even get in the swing of things. And so what you need to do is let's have a better routine and get my day started properly. Right?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think it helps your emotions as well.
Okay. Now, this first thing, this first morning move, is something you do.
Yes, I do. When I get up and I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, I first start my stretches there, okay? Then I stand up, I do some more stretching. Before I go to bed, I stretch. Mm. And it just loosens things up. You feel better.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, you don't have the same aches and pains you may have or have had without stretching.
Mm. Okay. You stretch, Zach?
I do, actually. For someone who has kind of a bad back, it's just important for me to remember to get up, and it's always the very first thing I do, and it kind of, like Lois said, it just kind of wakes you up and it allows you to kind of rise to the morning.
Yeah, because we're stiff when we wake up in the morning. You know, we've been in bed the whole night and we're stiff. And also it does get your circulation going, get your blood moving around. That will help wake you up. And so this stretching actually, you know, you don't always need that big jolt of coffee right in the beginning. I think some good stretching will help to get you moving. So not only get the blood flowing, improving your circulation, but also, this is interesting, improving your posture and relieving stress.
It does. It you notice a difference in your posture. I think with that comes a relief of stress, mm-hmm. the improvement in posture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's get into morning move number two.
Morning move two. Work out before you eat. A study published in the Journal of Physiology tested a group of healthy young men by letting them indulge in a high-fat diet and having them do a 30-minute cardio session either before or after breakfast for 6 weeks. The group that took on the pre-meal workouts gained almost no weight and burned fat more efficiently than the post-breakfast group, who gained weight on average. The reason? Since an empty stomach means no fuel, exercising in a fasted state causes your body to burn fat for energy instead.
Okay, morning move one told us to stretch it out. That's the first step. Now, we're going to get a little more ambitious here with morning move number two. What do you think about this, Zach?
Yeah, so here where it says to work out before you eat, actually something that I don't do. Normally, I would prefer to kind of have some fuel in my body before I work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is something that when I read this, as I was preparing for this, I thought, wow, I don't know. It's there's some driven people that will do this, but it's just kind of a rare thing. It's not even something most people even think about. They might think about stretching. Did
yes.
you ever think about working out before?
Well, breakfast? I think I have tried it. I know I have when I was a little younger. And I get lightheaded. All I can think about is eating.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going outside and it's really hot, it's like, oh, I didn't eat or drink, and now I feel terrible.
Mm.
And I think in this part of the reading, you really have to get advice from your doctor or nutritionist or dietitian on this.
Okay, that's some good advice. That's some good advice. I had never really considered this working out before eating. I know some people do that. Some people will go for a long bike ride for an hour, or they'll go for a walk, or they'll go do some Tai Chi in the park or something. Maybe before they eat. I don't know if they do it before or after they eat. I had never considered this. But it's given me something to think about. Maybe I should try it, particularly if I want to lose some weight, it sounds like, from reading this paragraph. But this study published in the Journal of Physiology tested a group of healthy young men by letting them indulge in a high-fat diet and having them do a 30-minute cardio session either before or after breakfast for 6 weeks. Now, first off, indulge in something. What do I mean, indulge in something?
Yeah, so here, indulge is just to allow yourself or another person to have something enjoyable, especially more than is good for you. So here they're indulging in, it says, in a high-fat diet.
Yeah, normally I might indulge in a piece of cheesecake or a big chocolate sundae. I've indulged in a high-fat diet. If I sit and eat a bunch of hamburgers or fried chicken or a big pizza, then I'm indulging in a high-fat diet. Certainly nothing that any nutritionist would recommend people. But this is interesting. They were conducting an experiment, and they gave these guys the chance to say, you can eat it whatever you want. Okay? And so they ate some stuff that was, like, really unhealthy. Some people exercise before, some people after. So what happened there, we see, about the different groups, Lois?
Well, they said that the group that took on the pre-meal workouts gained almost no weight and burned fat more efficiently than the post-breakfast group, who gained weight on average. But I want to point our readers back to line 20 that says the group was a healthy young men.
Okay. Now, why are you saying this? What are you talking about?
Well, for one thing, it's not women Okay.
Okay.
And they're not doing it on women who have a different makeup.
Right.
And they're not doing it.
Different physiology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Different physiology. They're not doing it on middle-aged or senior citizens or elderly.
Okay.
So I think maybe it does work for this group, but that's a very limited group. And when we're seeing the results of something, we always have to say, okay, but who did they do this on initially?
That's a good point. Okay, you make a really, really good point on this, that every group is different. They might have a higher metabolism also, not just the different physiology, but the higher metabolism.
We know they're healthy, right? Calories. We know they're not unhealthy.
They're healthy, right. Yeah. So I would say that's a good warning for anybody that wants to try this. Ease into it. You might want to try 10 minutes of exercise, okay? You don't necessarily have to do this 30 minutes in the morning. You can try 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
And as I mentioned to Zach before we were on the air, people are on some medications that they have to eat before they take it, or they have to take it with a meal. So you really do have to check with your doctor.
All right. Are you a healthy young man?
I certainly try to be.
You look healthy. You look young.
Yeah. I think a lot of what even is being discussed in the article, right? Stretching, walking, keeping up with a good diet.
Okay. Are you going to try this exercise in the morning thing before you eat?
It sounds ambitious, but I think even if it's a light, just a kind of stretching workout, something like that, like you said, ease into it.
The thing that I thought as I read this was it's so counterintuitive to what I thought, mainly because I have always been of the belief, well, I've got to do this after I eat. I thought, well, this will burn off the food or help me digest things. I was always thinking along the digestion track as far as if I move around after I eat, that's better for me. It helps my digestion. I had not thought of it would burn fat more efficiently than the post-breakfast group. Burn fat more efficiently. That's the part I did not think of. That's the counterintuitive part, which kind of intrigues me. I'm like, aha, I see this. So, and I'm about 10 pounds overweight or 5 kilograms right now overweight. That's what living in America does. It makes you heavier. And because of our diet, our diet is terrible there. And so it's got me thinking, maybe I've got to try this in the morning, and it might help me maintain my weight better. So I'm willing to try it. I don't need to do it for 30 minutes. I'm going to try 10 minutes, and then I'll work my way up. Okay. It says the reason that you burn these calories off is that an empty stomach means no fuel, so I'm exercising in a fasted state, causes your body to burn fat for energy. So I have fat throughout my body, we all do, and if I don't have food in my stomach, all of a sudden when I exercise, the body will go find calories to burn. Huh. So now I'm going to burn off fat that's like in places I don't want it. So maybe some sense to all of this. So, okay, one thing I want you to define for everybody, Lois, is fasted state. What are we talking about? Fast, fasted, fasting?
Yeah, well, a good example is the word breakfast. It's actually break fast, and you have not eaten all night, so you fasted all night while you've been sleeping, and in the morning you break that fast, and now you eat. So this is why I had such a problem with this, because I think people have fasted for 8 to 12 hours.
Well, let's back up. Fasting. What is fasting?
Well, fasting means not eating at all. You drink water.
Right. Okay. Fasting means not eating. Spiritual people have done this. Other people have done this. When we fast, we don't consume food.
We don't consume food.
We don't consume water, so we take a break from consuming. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, okay. So that's what we're talking about, a fasted state. We haven't consumed any food. So, all right. Interesting thing to consider.
It is. You tell us about it. You tell us how it works,
Bill. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll report back. A new, trimmer, slimmer Bill, looking cut and ripped with my six-pack abs. Right. Morning Move, number 3, next.
Morning Move 3. Eat. There's a ton of research highlighting the health benefits of having breakfast. including one study from the Harvard School of Public Health that found that men who regularly skipped a morning meal had a significantly higher risk of heart attack or death from heart disease compared to breakfast eaters. What's more, countless studies link breakfast consumption with healthier body weights.
Okay, morning move number three. I like this. Eat.
Yeah, who doesn't like to eat first thing in the morning, especially if you've planned your breakfast? It's something you've looked forward to. You've been sleeping all night. Now you need something.
Yeah. All right. So we have this study from the Harvard School of Public Health that found that men who regularly skipped the morning meal, bad news for them, right?
Right. A significantly higher risk of heart attack or death from heart diseases.
Oh, my goodness. This is like some serious stuff. There's just like no, oh, I can just skip it today and get on with it tomorrow. People that regularly skip breakfast. Now, it says men. They keep studying these men. I wish they'd have some studies.
Yeah, I was going to tell it. You two men, take it away.
Yeah. So this is really interesting. I've always told people, I said, man, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It is the most, it's more important than lunch, it's more important than dinner, because this is how you get your day started. I didn't realize, when I said get your day started, I'm thinking of the energy component. I'm thinking this is how you get your day started. You want to go in, be ready, get the ball rolling, and get on your to-do list and start taking steps to reaching your goals. I didn't think about, wow, higher risk of heart attack. I have no idea what that's about.
You know, it's interesting. When I was reading this, I just thought of all this education we get about eating and staying in shape. Mm. And I started thinking about world leaders all over the world and how they look. And are they trim? Do they look healthy? Mm. And I was thinking, wonder what they eat for breakfast, because some are quite overweight.
Yeah.
Some really need to lose some weight. Some look very fit. And I was thinking, wow, maybe each one of them needs to think about this and be fit for their country.
Good point. I think most of these world leaders will have nutritionists. They have fitness coaches or nutritionists. They probably help have people aiding them and guiding them along the way. I think most do. I know what you're talking about. Some are overweight. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of them do have people helping them. They need it. Anybody who's in the public eye, who's got such a busy schedule, needs it. For instance, I was reading about like rock stars, musicians and groups, and these people go on concert tours for like 6 or 8 months. They have these coaches that help them. They pick their food out. They give them exercise routines. They tell them when to sleep. You have to do that.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, you will fall apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but this is really interesting. Be aware of this. If you skip breakfast, you're increasing your risk of heart disease, of heart attack. So what's more, countless studies link breakfast consumption with healthier body weights. And actually, that's a great point, because if you eat a good, healthy breakfast, a moderate, reasonable breakfast, then what happens is that will help you to manage your weight better, because then you're not filling up later on junk food. A lot of high sugar stuff, a lot of sugary beverages. That's one thing a good breakfast will help you eliminate, eating the junk food, because you're starting your day off with the right fuel. Morning move number four is next.
Morning move four. Be friends with fiber and dairy. Fiber has been proven to keep you full, prevent heart disease, and ward off weight gain, among other health benefits. Another food that fights fat? Dairy. A recent study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that adults with a high dairy intake lost more weight than those eating a low dairy diet.
Be friends with fiber and dairy. Fiber's been proven to keep you full, prevent heart disease, and ward off weight gain. What do we mean, ward off?
Yeah, here to ward off is just to prevent something unpleasant, to kind of keep things out of a harm's way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There's lots of high fiber foods. You find it in wheat and grains and vegetables.
And lots of vegetables and fruit.
Yeah. So this fiber is really good for you. Also very healthy for your digestion. Help you process food better. What about another food that fights fat? Kind of a surprise.
Yeah, another food. You're right. It says here a recent study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that adults with a high dairy intake lost more weight than those eating a low dairy diet.
What are we talking about? Milk?
Oh, milk. I think actually certain cheeses.
Yeah.
Because certain cheeses actually what we would consider are kind of oily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that does make things flow through your system.
We need it. A lot of people have gone on this stuff where I'm eliminating dairy, and it's wrong. You need this stuff.
And dairy doesn't necessarily mean just cows, from cows.
Right.
It can be from goats as well. There's a lot of people that eat goat cheese now, drink goat milk, whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, now our last move will sound familiar to many of our listeners.
Morning move 5, sip on green tea. Green tea has long been touted for its impressive health benefits, and with good reason. The herbal drink is rich in catechins, which are natural antioxidants, and a number of studies have shown that tea helps fight obesity.
I wasn't a big green tea drinker when I lived in America, but I really came to appreciate it when I was here in Taipei. And I love it. And I know it's so good for me. And one of the reasons is these catechins that are within the green tea help to just fight off cancer. Also, so many good things for digestion. So green tea is it. It's awesome. It's going to make war on Shiwan green lucha. So, all right. Listeners, thanks for being here with us today. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Zach.
Lois.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.